My, what it do, broski. Like to welcome y'all all to the Pepperoni Pizza Podcast. With your main man, Davey, Mattfly, Two Eyes, and
Mama Bear.
We in the building, broski. Chopping it up, hip hop, fashion, kicks. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, it's gonna sound so lame and cliche, but we are the culture.
Speaking of culture, congratulations to Cardi B and Offset.
Shout out one time for the one time, bringing in new life.
Yes, their baby girl was born July 10th. Her name is Culture Kiari Cephas. If I messed it up, I do apologize, but I know it's spelled like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Congratulations to them.
Oh, yeah. Major shout out and salute. It's always a good thing, man. Wish y'all nothing but the best.
Oh, yeah.
Big ups and peace, more success, more wealth, good health. From my family to yours, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. The piss is going to be fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know that baby going to be fresh.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of fresh and babies. And since we talk about it all here on the Pepperoni Pizza podcast.
Your favorite slice, chick.
So, it's July. Kids will be going to, some kids already went back to school.
Yeah.
For, it don't matter what grade you're in, college, all the way down to, you know, kindergarten. It's time to go back to school.
Definitely time to go back to school.
Yes. What are the hottest looks? Because as soon as school starts, depending on where you live, if you live on, you know, we live on the East Coast, we live in Virginia Beach, we get all four seasons here. It's going to go straight into fall when our kids go to school. Well, only when our kids are in school. So when she go out to school, it's going to start getting cold.
Right.
What are you looking at for, like, what's the hottest must-have for guys for going back to school?
The back-to-school shoe for the guys will definitely be the He Got Game 13s. I can see that one being the one that's held high on that list, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get in some real big trouble if you step on somebody He Got Game in the cafeteria. Please watch your ketchup and mustard on them hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that one and the Aqua 5s. I really like those Aqua 5.
Are those ones only coming out for the ladies?
Yeah, it's a great school. Great school exclusive. I'm not sure if they're doing extended sizes yet, but that's going to be a nice one. Vans, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Our little one, she's really in Vans right now, so she says she's going to be doing a little low-top Vans. Yeah, man. Those are going to be the big two shoes. As far as Jordans go, but, you know, everybody should really do their own thing, man, and try to express their own individuality. Try to find it while you're in high school. If you can do that in school, then you got it made. Because, you know, that's the goal. People find their whole life trying to figure out who they are and trying to find their own voice. So you practice being you and expressing yourself in school until you figure it out early and get to it.
Yeah. So, I think for the ladies going back to school, some pink, Victoria's Secret pink, is, like, my daughter's 9. Our daughter is 9 years old, and she's already asking, can I fit this stuff in pink? And she can fit it if it's, like, an extra small, but it'd still be, like, pretty big on her. And I told her she can get some, so I'm going to get her a couple pieces. And I know when I go to school, I like to be comfortable if... You know, don't think that when you're going to school, especially if you're about to start, like, high school or something like that, don't think high school going to be like these little TV shows and movies you're seeing. Ain't nobody wearing no damn 6-inch heels and, no, and freaking schoolgirl dresses and stuff to school. If you're trying to be comfortable, like, get you some Vans, Get you some champion sweats. Yeah. Some champion t-shirts. And
go hard with the champion. Yeah. A lot of these kids in uniforms anyway, so.
Well, yeah. Well, if you,
a big deal.
If you wear a uniform, I'm sorry. I like to express myself when I was in school. Like, I was all about it. And, I mean, hell, if you're not in school and you're just trying to get swagged up for the upcoming time, like, I'm really liking champion. I'm digging crop tops. With high-waisted jeans, though, not necessarily, like, mm-hmm. with your whole midriff out. Just because you can do a long-sleeve crop top all year long if you got some high-waisted jeans on, so.
I've been seeing overalls this summer.
Oh, yeah.
It surprised me, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They fried me up real good last year. I guess I just pulled them out a little too early.
Are you serious?
But, yeah. I mean, a couple guys, you know. Couple guys, I'm like, yeah, whatever I do, they gonna think it's cool, but mm-hmm. yeah. But now I've been seeing a lot of overalls, guys and females.
How do you know you got fried? But yeah, I was
and they look dope. They've yeah. been doing the overalls with the dad shoes and the dad hats, putting it together right. It yeah. look cool.
I was definitely gonna get to that. The overalls, a good pair of overalls that I've seen that was like good price, fashion over for the ladies. So I say check them out. They got a lot of overalls on there. I'm planning on getting two pairs myself.
My hype beast out there, man. You managed to get your hands on the regular denim Supreme joints. Mm-hmm. I think they made a green one and a denim one with like the money print all over them.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh, you cooking. That's mm-hmm. super duper cooking if you hype beast level with it, but you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing real. There's nothing wrong with some Forever 21 overalls.
Yeah.
That's what I got in my closet. I think both of mine came from Forever 21.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you a lady and you want some hypey stuff, I say just get you. They not going for too much. Just Supreme hair bows and rock out like that. You don't have to have no yeah. block t-shirts and nothing.
What was
like
that video we seen last night? The tip.
What's her name?
I can't think of her name.
I don't know her name. I can't remember her name.
Yo, it's a gang of new female underground rappers yeah, out there, and we see y'all. We that. See all y'all. You know, I know you know most of them by name. I got to start remembering yeah. her name because yeah. I want to big up these ladies.
Yeah.
They doing it right.
Got the City Girls, who unfortunately one of them is about to go to jail for a while for a credit card fraud. You know, just keep your head up.
Yeah,
you'll be all right. Molly Brazy, who's been around for a while now.
Right. I know the other girl, Sweetie.
Oh, yeah, Sweetie.
She going hard.
Yeah.
Cuba Doll. What's her name?
Oh, yes, Cuban Doll. Asian Doll.
All the dolls.
Cash Doll. All the doll girls.
These females are going hard, man. And yeah. they not getting the light that they should.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I heard was fire. I like how they flipping the old school Southern hits, man. I heard one of them. Do the Trick Daddy and Trina You Don't Know Now to actually put Trina on. You know what I mean? They redid the You Don't Know Now joint. I was like, whoa, y'all going there. Y'all really going there. You know what I'm saying? Which one on redid the I Need a Hot Girl joint?
I Need a Hot Girl.
I think it was a girl. It was like two of them. They redid the Cash Money I Need a Hot Girl beat. What they were talking about. They needed
like
a trap nigga and some old shit.
I think it was City Girls.
Yeah, it might have been them. All of them are going hard, broski. Y'all get them chicks to listen, man. You know what I'm saying? Good music. They kicking the dude's ass.
Oh, yeah.
If you ask me.
Definitely.
Out of the new generation.
Yeah.
These next set of up-and-comers.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of the newcomers, how do you feel about this AXXL Freshman 2018 lineup?
JID went crazy, we said.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love Ski Mask, yeah. man. Keep rocking out that Ski Mask, man. Keep your head up. Keep going, bro. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, G. You got something that can't nobody else do. How you be putting words together? You're a fucking acrobat with that lyricism, Rusky. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Keep mixing that shit up. Who else did pretty good?
Neymar.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, Wi-Fi Funeral shit was hard.
Yeah. I mean, I have not heard many songs from any of these guys and girls, but what I'm hearing on the freshman, the freestyles and the cypher mainly, but
yeah.
I thought the freestyles was trash, but the cyphers that I've been hearing, the two cyphers that I saw today, which was JID and Ski Mask, and then YBN, Namir, Stefflon Dawn, and Wi-Fi Funeral,
yeah,
whatever your name
was.
Those was dope. They was really, really
those
good.
Was hard,
so.
But I'm assuming the rest of them was trash. Everything else I seen was trash.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say trash, but I wasn't impressed.
I like the fact that girl Stephon Dawn is on the cover. That's the first time they had anybody international grace the presence of a XXL freshman cover, and she repping for the ladies of the UK. And if you don't know, like, it's another girl in the UK that been rocking for a while, Lady Lesher. She's
she's a beast.
She a beast, and she never been on there, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stephon Dawn for making it. And she pretty dope. I don't understand what she's saying.
Man, I don't understand the XXL, like, it's trash. I guess these boys, the trouble that they get into, keep them off of. But Youngboy's supposed to been on there. Moneybagg, you're supposed to been on there.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking.
I feel like Tekashi should have been on there.
Tekashi 6ix9ine Devil should have been on there, and his dumb ass got locked up today, so let's talk about that. You want to go pick the hands on minors.
Dilly ass out here.
But no. Real life though, like in a real life situation, somebody come up to me with a camera talking shit, I'm probably going to choke the shit out you too.
Yeah, that's what y'all got to remember. These is real people.
Yeah. These I'm not just, on a level up with Tekashi 6ix9ine, so I mean, you gotta for his sake, he know now. I'm assuming he knows he need to have security and have people in place, so he don't have to physically put his hands on people and catch that charge. Because it don't matter, you the biggest gangster in the world, you need to let that shit go. That's what he looked like. He been trying to do since X passed. You, I've seen him take more of a comedic type of role, and you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Take him more of a comedic persona on social media. And I can appreciate that too, man. Have fun, man. You want to live to spend your money and pass it on to your kids when you get ready to make some more to pass it on to them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I get it, but yeah, bro, so you can't be, well, I ain't going to say you can't be putting your hands on people after I just said it. I'll choke shit out of motherfuckers too. It's all bad. You really can't. In 2018, all these camera phones and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
I still want to know who why the fuck ain't nobody have a camera phone at the Nobu?
Yeah,
that's a whole different story. But shit,
yeah.
Well, we talking about camera phones. That's the first thing on my mind. Yes, I want to see what happened.
Yeah,
with drug sales on that freestyle.
Yeah, I think in those situations, people on the internet, you got to realize if you don't like somebody, at the end of the day, they still a regular person. If you see me on the internet and you don't like me, you can talk all the shit in the world that you want to on the internet, but when you see me in person and you keep that same energy, you're going to get your ass beat.
I don't matter if you like me or not, we can still have respect for each other as men and women. And
you got to understand, people ain't about to sit and let you talk to them crazy.
No.
Nobody going to run away and cry. Like, no.
You don't know how high somebody's defense is.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know how fast and how quick they're going to take it there.
Exactly. You just got to be mindful of that. And I mean, being a celebrity ain't easy, because you do got to learn how to turn that off and be like, oh, it's okay.
Just as much love as they get, you for sure know if somebody, as soon as they wake up, boy, you trash as fuck. Right before they go to sleep, nigga, you the dick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
and I always love, so.
It's definitely not.
If you're going to be on there and you're going to have to figure out how to filter all that shit out and all that shit, I don't know.
In other news,
Lil
Pump is in the hospital. He said he wanted to die, so I'm assuming I don't have all the information, but he might have attempted suicide or maybe just got sick. But he was feeling real depressed on social media and told everybody he did not want to be here anymore.
So they took him to the hospital.
Yeah, so they took him to the hospital. Hopefully, you know, our prayers will be with him to get better. Nobody should be out here feeling like that, suicidal, trying to kill himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's no good ever.
No.
But kids, that's what happened when you out here want to be fucking sad.
You
out here listening to this music, and if you living a perfectly fine life, you know what I'm saying? Your mom and your dad is there for you, or you got some kind of family that's there for you, somebody you can talk to, or, you know what I mean? If you're not really just in alone in a dark room by yourself, sad all day.
Mm-hmm.
Stop fucking faking sad, bro.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. You keep on. You're going to trick yourself into being sad. Your mind's going to be in a terrible place.
Yeah, and, you know.
And once you say suicide, that's what's supposed to happen. Somebody's supposed to take you to a hospital. You're going to end up in a fucking crazy house trying to play crazy.
Yeah, and if you are sad, but you're trying to play happy, that ain't no good even talk to somebody. So, because they're saying, I feel like Lil Pump was always like super happy, smiling all the time. I didn't expect him to wind up in the hospital telling me he wanted to die. So I feel like he was dealing with some other issues behind the scenes, which is perfectly fine and it happens. But you gotta talk to somebody. Can't just be out here self-medicating.
Killing yourself is definitely not the answer, bro.
Yeah, it's not.
Killing yourself not the answer.
Yeah.
Because just like you had them bad days on the days you want to take your life away, you're going to have a day where you wish that you never, ever die. Like, oh, my God, please let me live forever just so you can have that day and do it again or at least keep the memory. You know what I'm saying? Don't take the best day of your life away from yourself just because you living in the worst day.
Yeah.
It's temporary. All the shit temporary. Feelings temporary. Emotions temporary. Mm-hmm. You know? You gotta learn how to control that shit. I need to be telling that to myself because I'm working on my patience as we speak. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man. All that shit be temporary, bro. It ain't never that serious to fucking... I don't need it all. Fuck it.
Yeah. It's always somebody to go talk to. But speaking of feelings, the In My Feelings Drake Challenge or Shiggy Challenge, whatever you want
to
call it.
Oh my God, she wants to do it so bad. I don't want to do it. I don't personally want to do it.
It's so exciting. And I saw a clip of Drake doing it at the Wireless Fest in the UK, and I was just like, yes, I need to do this. I think it's so cute.
Why do you feel like you need to do
that? I don't know. I feel the need to put my presence on it. I don't know. And I don't be doing these challenges. It looks so fun.
I never did a challenge ever in my life.
Me neither. And it's a million people right now, like, if I hear a nigga say Kiki again, I'm going to shoot their mama. Like, people are really upset.
I think we missed the window to do it.
Probably. I do it in privacy in my own home, so.
That is totally fine. How about that? That is totally fine.
Nobody ever have seen me make a fool out of myself.
Because I know for a fact in 2 more weeks, I ain't nobody going to be doing this talents no more. Or shouldn't nobody have no business doing this no more.
Unless
it's like celebrities who we wouldn't be expect. So it's like, oh shit. So
if it's like Oprah doing it or something, I'm like, holy crap.
Don't nobody regular ass need to be doing this shit in like 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
And I think we done missed it.
I mean, I don't want to do it for the clout though. I just want to do it. So that's why you don't. Yeah, that's why you don't.
I don't want to steal a joy. I don't want to be a joy thief. That's why I sneak want to support it too, but I'm going to be cringing. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you ain't got to turn the camera on. Like, I'm going to just do it. You know?
Word.
While I'm making breakfast or something, I'm going to just do it. And then I get it out of my system. But yeah.
So, man,
shout out to Drake.
Spread
that positivity in the world. Instead of people out here, you know, fighting, talking about crazy shit, they trying to do the Kiki, do you love me? So I like
that's it. Over, man. Light skin, Mayweather, boy. They tried to put a dud. They tried to put an L on them.
For the record, light skin Mayweather means that he's undefeated. I thought it meant that Drake couldn't read, and I was very confused.
That's terrible.
I mean, I've heard the rumors of Mayweather not knowing how to read. So when I heard light-skinned Mayweather, that is immediately when my mouth
Yeah, that's the first thing she said. Wait, Drake can read? I'm like, no, man, he's undefeated. But yeah.
They tried to
force the L up under his belt. He done snuck his way up out of there.
He really did.
I mean, say snuck his way up out of there, but I mean, the truth is just the truth at the end of the day. So
yeah.
He got up out of that joint clean, man.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, Drake. Good for you.
We happy for you, G. That scorpion, the motherfucking banger, nigga. All them shits up on Billboard. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Dope.
Well, we didn't expect anything less, brother. And I think we're going to sign off on that one for the next, like, man, y'all stay up. Pepperoni pizza is the best slice of the motherfucking whole pie.
Pepperoni pizza!
Yeah. Five friends of y'all. Yours. Stay up, brother. Ma, what it do, broski? I'd like to welcome you all to the Pepperoni Pizza Pod.
Pepperoni Pizza!
Pepperoni Pizza Podcast, man. I am your main man, Davey Matfly, 2 Ys.
And I'm your girl, Mama Bear, on the ones and twos.
Oh, yeah. We're checking in, man. We was having a heated discussion
yes.
about vocalists. male and female, white and black specifically.
Yes. I mean, we can't really throw other races in there yet. Like, right. We can't. But people that are speaking and singing English songs and are of the Caucasian and African American race.
Yeah.
Who is winning at this point?
Yeah.
And my argument was, I think that black female R&B singers are still killing the white girls. Don't get me wrong, Adele is amazing. The rest of them girls, a lot of these white girls is coming from the UK that can sing. But I still think that the black R&B girls, they got them.
I hate to admit it. I just feel like them white girls and them, you know what I mean? The European girls from the UK, like all these chicks that's coming from all the foreign places, fucking them sisters, just fucking us up, bro.
I just think they're getting better songs.
Nah, these hoes singing out here. Every time
And you know I love Adele. I love Adele to death. I don't like none of K. Michelle's song, whatever the hell she called herself today. But if you put K. Michelle up against Adele, I think K. will eat her up every time. If you put Tamar Braxton up against Jess Glynn, she'll eat her up every time.
They got some new shit out right now.
Yes, they do.
Last week.
K. Michelle do got a new song out.
She do?
Yes. K. Michelle got a new song out. Tamar's still putting out new music. We just don't hear because the shits are trash. They're getting worse songs.
Got Tamar, K. Michelle. That's
and
like,
we still got Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. We always got B.
We still got Beyonce.
B at the top of this shit.
We can't put Rihanna against nobody, girl. You
we just, already had that conversation. Like, Beyonce is...
She's a trick pony.
Yeah.
I love Rihanna to death. No, I'm vocally, you can't put Rihanna up against these powerhouses.
Hell no, you can't, but she's not.
She can make a song.
She got some versatility to her.
Yeah, she do. I give her, you know, her Allah vibe and, you know, she get on her little gritty gangster stuff, but I mean, vocally speaking, like, as far as vocal skills.
She ain't even in the conversation, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As a superstar, that's another thing. We're not talking about superstardom. Yeah.
She ain't gonna, I've seen none of the black girls that we're talking about, so we can't put her against the white chicks.
Yeah, I wanted to give her a shot because I like Rihanna. It's just, we can't put her up against nobody, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I still think that the black R&B singers are killing it. Now, as far as the male R&B singers, now, and this conversation is only solely on this generation right now. We
ain't
talking about,
hot right now. We
not talking about Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye. Like, no. We talking
about.
We just
had a conversation about, like historic black female singers, and we came to the conclusion that it's like, it's kind of hard to fuck with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Just because Beyonce's skill set vocally is so fucking vast. Like, this bitch can yodel, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't even like Beyonce songs. I'm not the biggest fan of Beyonce.
We're not Beehive.
I would never take away that girl talent. She sang her ass off. She worked her butt off for her craft. Like, you got
that's what we have in knowledge.
She can sing like nobody's business. Yeah.
Yes, exactly what you said in a nutshell. That bitch sings like nobody's business. And I don't know. It's once you start comparing her with other singers, it's like, well, Beyonce could do this. And this and that. And we ain't even talking about dancing. We still talking about like
her
vocal skills.
Yeah. And then when you throw dancing in there, hell, she's killing everybody. So it's like, oh.
Like, we already had the historic conversation, Beyonce versus everybody, and it's hard to fuck with Queen.
It really is.
You know what I'm saying? But we talking about right now, we putting songs out right now and shit. And when I'm surfing through YouTube or random playlist playing on my music apps, I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's usually
I can always find a white girl blowing, and it's from the UK or Europe somewhere, and the songs are good.
And you look them up and like, damn, she white. Like, damn,
song
you just sing like a motherfucker. Exactly. Like, excuse my, for lack of better words, I catch myself saying, man, this bitch singing.
But I honestly think the black girls are not getting the good songs. That's what I think, they're getting worse songs. Like, these girls can sing. They can sing you out the damn, out the house,
you
out
know
the
what?
Stadium.
That might be
but
why
their songs are what I
be going so motherfucking crazy all the time, though. Because, I mean, if you know you got the sauce, then.
I had never liked the K. Michelle song. But I always knew that girl could sing.
I think it might have been off the last shit that she put out. But it was one song that I was playing on the radio. I fucked with that little John.
I liked the song that was, it was a theme song. It was like, if you don't know nothing about it. And that was like a theme song. Like, and I thought that was good because I just thought she sounded good. Like, I didn't think it was a good song. I was just like, damn, that girl can sing. Like, even with Tamar, like, I don't ever like the songs. We stay. Like, I did not like that song, but I couldn't take it away that the girl could sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can sing. I can't take that away from them. Now, when it comes to R&B, like, on the male side, I feel like we only have Chris Brown. I don't know any other R&B male singer. Who are you going to, Ty Dolla Sign? Hell no. Nah. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we only have Chris Brown. And Chris Brown, he can beat most of them, but he can't beat everybody.
And don't get me wrong, man. Not to discredit Ty Dolla Sign. That nigga going to get on the fish and fuck it.
Yeah, he going to do his thing, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ty Dolla Sign.
But it seems like he more want to be a rapper.
Yeah, it's the thing with him.
It seems like he think it's cool that he can sing a little bit.
Yeah.
He's like, instead he can do it a little bit. Instead of putting his best foot forward and really giving it all he got.
When I hear Ty Dolla Sign, I hear like a new, the next generation R. Kelly. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hear R. Kelly with a clean slate on some gangster shit.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? That got the world in his hands. But I just feel like he'll deliver on his personal project.
Yes, very true. You can't fuck with Ty Dolla Sign on a feature, but when it comes to Ty Dolla Sign on his own, no.
Man.
It is garbage.
Yeah.
I just don't. I can't.
I won't say it's garbage. Well, hell yeah.
It's trash.
I can't think of one Ty Dolla Sign song.
That's by himself that I like? Yeah. No. That's all by himself? No.
Damn.
It's not good. And the crazy thing about it is now, the rappers are trying to sing too. Like, you got the Drakes, and then you got these new boys coming out, like Lil Skies, Trippie Redd. They can sing a little bit, but they're rappers. They categorize as rappers, so you can't put them in no R because they're rappers.
And they ain't rapping worth a fuck.
And they damn sure
just
or not.
Barely singing. That's
and they barely singing, so it's not like you can, they're not like a Reuben Stutter. Like, and ain't nobody going
though
to church.
What fucked me up, though? They got a clip of Uzi singing online.
Oh, wow.
With no auto tune.
Oh.
And he can sing.
What?
That raspy ass voice, that shit sounds fine. Like, it sounds good. No auto tune. Uzi don't need auto tune.
Oh, wow. Good
Uzi
for
got
him.
Something that could, like, Uzi really, really, really got something. He got to get off that shitty arm, dog.
Or the drugs, or.
I don't know if it's the drugs, whatever. Why you trying to take everybody to hell?
That shit. You got to stop doing that, Uzi.
I was just saying, man, you got to get with God, man.
You got to be with somebody doing something right. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. As soon as you get off that shit, I'm fucking with him. Uzi, that boy got some talent.
Yeah, and, okay. Who else? Jacquees. His name Jacquees.
Jacquees.
Oh, Jacquees.
I don't know.
I don't like his voice. Hanging around. Like, no, I don't. I'm sorry, it ain't for me.
I can listen to 16, 12 songs.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to no EP from him. Like, no, I can't do it.
You can barely get a good song out of him.
Yeah. I don't care for him. But he can sing. He has a very nice voice, but it ain't something I'm trying to hear all day. Like, at some point, like, if he was in my living room in Grand Ocean, I would tell him shut the hell up and get out, to be honest.
I think everybody just putting out enough, just doing enough to get by. Like, nobody's trying to put out their best song ever. Like, you know what I mean?
But why not? That's what everybody else, that's what they used to do.
Yeah.
You gotta come in with the best song ever so somebody can want to listen to your ass. Like, who's giving these people these tracks? And I'm not saying, but I feel like back in the day it was more independent. Like, when hip-hop first started, these niggas was making songs in a laundromat. Now it's these big companies and these machines behind these people, and the people are talented, but they, like, do what I tell you to do. Sing the song I tell you to sing, and it's trash. And then when we get it, we're like, oh, you can sing, but this song's garbage as fuck, fam. I'm out. Like, that's how I feel it's going. But these girls from the UK and, you know, these Sam Smiths and all this other stuff. Chris Brown is one of the most talented. Like, Chris Brown is the Michael Jackson of this era. Nobody can take it away from that little boy. But he done been through so much foolishness that he just all discombobulated and crazy. Mm-hmm. And don't nobody want to hear what he's talking about, to the point where, hell, Chris Brown be rapping more than anything on his songs now. So it's like, what do you do? It seemed like it's discouraging for him. For all of the black artists in general. Bless you.
I don't know, man. I think it's just the time that we in now. Shit mm-hmm. different, man. Yeah. These motherfuckers got talent in the internet to make the world a lot smaller than it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, with the internet, and now you can go to SoundCloud and your fucking, your ice cream truck man can be on there rapping and singing, and your teacher from fifth grade, you know, got a song that's crazy.
Yeah, man, I think we're going to wrap it up for the day, man. We're going to wrap it up for the day. I want y'all to take it easy. Ladies, gentlemen, out there, mob, let us know. Anybody, reach out if you can, if possible. Let us know what y'all want us to talk about. We're going to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, let us know what you think about this topic, or about this debate.
Ha. Pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza!
Favorite slice. We out, G.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.